You're listening to Rhema for Today.
What did that? The anointed word. Hallelujah. See, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But it don't set you free till you know it.
Amen.
She kept putting that into her spirit till she knew it. And so you see, I know that works because that's the way I was healed. I know that works. I've been there. Praise God forevermore. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, healing belongs to us. But you see, where most folks miss it is that if it belongs to us, why don't I have it? See, they think that it's just got to automatically fall on them like ripe cherries off of a tree.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, God's Anointed Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And so, the Bible, say it again,
is God
speaking to me. Now point to your neighbor and say this, the Bible
is God
speaking to you.
Now
point back to yourself again and say it, the Bible
is God
speaking to me. Well, now what did God say to me? Said, by whose stripes? His stripes, ye were. Past tense. Not you're going to be in the sweet by and by, but ye were healed. Well, you know, this anointed word will set people free. It'll break the yoke of bondage. Amen. I've seen people. I just simply brought them these scriptures. They'd read them before. In fact, some of them said, well, I've read that for years. Now, that's fine, but listen now, let's read it again. Amen. That'd be like somebody, you know, you sit down to the table to eat. You know, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What's he saying? He's saying that what natural food is to your body, the word of God is to your spirit. Well, you know, just because you ate some food one time don't mean you're not going to eat again. Bless God, you'll come right back to the table and eat the same type of food. Same kind, same thing, sometimes prepared the same way. Amen. You need to come right back to God's table and eat the same food. Amen. Eat the same food. Eat the same food. Amen. Over and over again. I tell folks all the time, just because I had one T-bone steak one time don't mean I'm not going to eat another one. You wouldn't go to the table, you know, and they're going to serve T-bone steaks. And they put one great big one on your plate. And you would say, oh, I've had that before. Amen. But you start preaching the word of God. You start preaching faith. You start preaching healing. And folks said, oh, I've heard that before. Well, the Bible didn't say faith comes from having heard. That's the reason those folks don't have any faith. The Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Keep eating the same thing.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, this word is anointed.
Amen.
Glory to God. That word is anointed.
Amen.
You get that anointed word in you, and the anointing will set you free.
Amen.
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 I remember about 5 years ago, we had moved into a new house, a different house. Not a brand new one, but new for us, you know. And so on. Then we had our summer run to Mecca and different thing. Actually, we went to South Africa and dedicated a church there and come back over to Perth, Australia, and dedicated a new facilities there for the church and for Rhema Bible Training Center in Perth, Australia. And I just thought, you know, my wife is tired because she just kept being tired and kept getting weaker. And so finally in the fall of the year, because I could see she was going down, I said, well, you probably ought to go, just find out. Let's just find out what's the matter. And so she went, and they began to give her a physical, and they put her on the treadmill, and I mean, she wasn't on that, well, a minute or two, I don't guess. And so they took her off immediately. They said, well, you know, blood not going through one, you got a blockage in one side of your heart. got a blockage here in one side of your heart. Don't do anything. You're going to run some more tests, but we're fixing to go away on a crusade. Said, I've got to go with my husband. We're going for the crusade. Oh, the doctor said, no, you know, he didn't want her to go. But he said, well, all right. But now don't do anything. Don't iron, don't cook, don't exercise. You can go if you'll rest every day. So she went, and I had not to go to the day services, but just rest, you see. And then helped me in the night time, laying hands on the sick. So we got back home then. But the point I wanted to make is, she got on the Word just constantly. We got a tape, you know, we call it healing scriptures. She just listened to that constantly. Just listened to that constantly. So we got back home, and then she's going in for further tests because they want to see, they don't know maybe whether we can handle it by medication or whether she's going to have an operation, you see. But we're just in the den of our home, you see. I think I was watching the news or watching a football game or something, you know, because it's fall of the year, late fall. And she's just sitting there meditating on the Word. And she said, just felt like two hands reached down inside her and picked up something and laid it on the side. She went to the doctor, couldn't find one thing.
Praise God.
I mean, the same doctor. He said, this is the first miracle I've seen since I've been here. Amen. He said, now I've seen God heal people, a combination, you see. People praying and medication, God had healed folks. But see, that's not a miracle, though it is miraculous. See, there's a difference, you know, speaking generally or specifically. You understand what I'm saying, you see? But no, there's no medication, no nothing, just directly a miracle. That blockage is gone. Whatever is there just absolutely disappeared.
Amen.
But you say, what did that, you know? Well, the anointed Word.
Yep.
Hallelujah. The anointed Word.
The Word of God.
The anointed Word. She just kept putting that Word in her.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I remember several years ago at camp meeting. I remember a Methodist minister said to me, I know he was because he told me he was. Said a United Methodist pastor, and he from down south. And he said to me, said, Brother Hagin, I'm new in this. I have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and a good number of my congregation is filled with the Spirit and speak with tongues. And I had a lady, I suppose it was a member of his church. Because he didn't say, but I just suppose so. He said, a lady bedfast with terminal cancer. And he said, I was visiting her every day. And I'd take her one of your tapes, you know. The next day I may take another cassette of yours. The next day I might take somebody else's tape. I'll be honest with you, I think sometimes in these critical cases, we don't just need to listen to many tapes. Just find one that ministers to you.
That's right.
And stay with that one.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you're not careful, it gets your mind all confused.
That's right. That's right.
And so he said, I'm new in this, you know. But he said, I took her one of your tapes, and I'd take the other one back, you know. Listen to that one today. She's bedfast now. Given up to die by medical science. And he said, something inside me. I took her this tape and went on doing other chores and whatever, you know, pastoral visit and so on. Something inside me kept saying, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing. And stop right there. Now see, the whole verse said, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's the whole verse. But the Holy Ghost just wanted to emphasize this part. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing. Just an inward voice. And I went all through the day, you know. And the second day, I went back, you know, and visited her and took another tape and got the one I'd given her, loaned her the day before. And all that day, something kept saying, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing. And the third day, same thing. And I said, Lord, are you trying to say something to me? And I really didn't know for sure that he was or he wasn't, because he's new in this. But he said, I said to myself, I believe what he's trying to say to me, she needs to keep hearing and hearing the same thing. So he said, I selected your tape, God's Medicine. God's Medicine. Cassette tape, God's Medicine. And I went there, and I told her what I thought God was saying to me. And I said to her, now I'm going to leave this one. I'm not going to bring you another one. I don't want you to listen to any other tape except this one. You just take this one and keep listening to it. And he said, she did that, bedfast now, giving up the die. And he said to me, that Methodist pastor said, she's completely well, completely healed. Completely healed. Completely healed. Praise God. Now, a couple of years later, a little over 2 years later, we were down that part of the country in a crusade. And in a morning teaching service, I gave that illustration, you see, illustrating to people to keep putting that word in you, you see. And after the service is over, my wife and I shook hands, folks, and here came a lady, and she said, "Brother Hagin, I'm the lady that you're talking about." She looked the very picture of health. Said, 2 years a little better have come and gone. Doctors have examined, same doctor give her up to die. Can't find a trace of any cancer about her. Now, what did that? What did that? The anointed word. Hallelujah. See, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But it don't set you free till you know it.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. She kept putting that into her spirit till she knew it. And so you see, I know that works because that's the way I was healed. I know that works. I've been there. Praise God forevermore. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, healing belongs to us. But you see, where most folks miss it is that if it belongs to us, why don't I have it? See, they think that it's just going to automatically fall on them like ripe cherries off of a tree. Well, did you ever stop to think about it? The new birth, the remission of sin, belongs to every sinner just as much as it does you. I mean, you go down in the worst part of the city. Amen. And every prostitute down there, the new birth belongs to them just as much as it does you. And you go to the jail or to the penitentiary, even on death row. And all those murderers lined out there on death row. The new birth and remission of sins belongs to them just as much as it does you. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, God so loved what? The world.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m. And then
now,
Monday.
Sunday night is at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday.
Yes.
It's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is summer blitz for the mm-hmm. teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that summer blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org /CM and find out all about it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, God's Anointed Word. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.